It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Rhett Sifford running the board today. Bill Boyle hosting the show. Good morning again, Bill.
Good morning. That song, that was 48 years ago today. So you were born in December, weren't you?
So that means I'm 48. No, yeah. I was born in April. So.
All right. Number one song in 1976, Do You Know Where You're Going To by Diana Ross.
I don't. I still don't know where I'm going to, but...
Well, Diana is still concerned. She's still asking that question, Rhett, these 48 years later.
That's right.
That song was initially recorded by Thelma Houston in 1973, and then most notably by Diana Ross as the theme to the 1975 Paramount film Mahogany.
Interesting how it's remakes a lot of times that become the most famous version of songs.
Yeah, we just had one yesterday. My mind has just
You can't leave that. You can't let that one go.
No, but it was recorded three times.
Gotcha.
The second one was the one that everybody remembers. In fact, it was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah. That's a great tune.
Anyway, you ready for today?
I am ready for what
today is. Today is Beer Can Appreciation Day.
All right.
Beer, you know, I woke up this morning, didn't realize... that it's Beer Can Appreciation Day. This really revolutionized the beer industry. Put them in cans instead of bottles. It was initially, Beer Can debuted in 1935. That's a pretty good idea. And then in World War II, the government just said, I don't know if we should be doing something so frivolous as putting beer in beer cans. So they kind of shut it down. So 1962, it was back with a bang after a delay in production during World War II. It took 15, 16 years before... canned beer became mainstream again.
I hate to interrupt. I have a kind of interesting and funny beer can story.
Everybody does.
And my question is, first of all, so it has to be Beer Can Appreciation Day. It can't be like Soda Can Appreciation Day.
Today no.
It has to be Beer Can.
Yeah, I think it took a leap of thought to, hey, let's put beer in cans and maybe it'll be fresher. Because I think everyone is used to bottled beer, and so canned beer became, that was a revolutionary act. This was, we only discuss really important developments at the Red Rock Morning Show.
That's right. Well, so I do enjoy historic cans. I like the old kind of style where if you watch movies, sometimes you'll see if they have a can of, usually it's beer, and you'll see the old pop top, where the actual top came off the thing. And so here's my story. My family lives out at Eastland, which is 15 miles or so east of where we are, Monticello. And sometimes I've done some hiking with the boys through the woods. And in one little corner of the woods, there's a collection of old beer cans where it seems to me that some teenager or some young man was hiding out at some point from his parents, I guess. And so there's a collection of old historic beer cans. They're all rusted now and stuff, but I just find that intriguing, you know. Yeah. It's like just to see the history of what happened here in the woods at some point, you know.
My wife and I ride bikes quite a bit, and along the road to the Canyonlands Overlook, riding one. When we first started, there were tens of thousands of blue empty beer cans on both sides of the road. Oh, and it just went on for miles. And we went a couple of years ago, and someone had picked them all up, and that was not a minor job. But we just pictured someone heading home, and they're throwing the beer cans out the window because they don't want to come home with a truck full of beer cans.
That's right. Yeah,
anyway, everybody's got a good heartwarming beer can.
Yeah, heartwarming. That's right.
Here's something. As I was looking through this, in 2002, Dale's Pale Ale was the first beer to be hand canned.
Hmm.
Now, I don't drink beer.
Dale's
Pale
hand canned. Nice.
Dale's Pale Ale.
Oh yeah, Pale Ale.
It's hand canned. So is it like a hand shucked corn that hand canned beer is just that much fresher?
I don't know.
Do you hand can? Anyway,
I guess you just pour it in and close it. I don't even know. That would take forever, I would guess.
Hand can beer. Mm. Dale's Pale Ale hand can. That's a lot of alliteration.
Yeah, that's a lot of rhyming.
It's also a National Macintosh Computer Day.
Wow.
24th. That's when it rolled out. You may recall. No, you don't recall. This was 1984.
I do recall.
During the Super Bowl, Apple came out with this commercial said on January 24th, and the Macintosh was coming out.
The mouse aspect was all new.
Yeah.
That was a weird thing.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Yep.
It's National Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day.
Yeah, I'm Gus Chiggins. We're coming into the Red Rock 92 studio.
Oh, my gosh. A grizzled prospector just walked into the studio and is holding us hostage.
I'm the old prospector.
Wow. We have two grizzled old prospectors our staff. I didn't realize it. Rocky Brohm.
Red Rock Rocky.
Our representative in Moab, he can do a pretty good grizzled. We ought to have a grizzled prospector off between you two to see who's the most grizzled.
A competition. Hilarious.
Oh, man. And that's not enough. National Peanut Butter Day is today.
That's a tasty day.
So it's a good day.
Yeah.
Beer can appreciation, Macintosh, National Peanut Butter Day, and the studio gets overtaken by a grizzled prospector.
Overtaken.
That's a big day. Birthdays today. Neil Diamond, 75 years old today. Born in 1941. Great singer. Saturday Night alum and comedian John Belushi was born today in 1949. You know, in your life, there are those places that you'll never forget where I was when I heard the news.
That's right.
When I heard the news that John Belushi died, I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Huh, you recall that. Wow.
I recall that.
Yep.
I'm an old guy. Ernest Borgnine was born today in 1917, died in 2012, 94 years old. He was a great character actor, acted for more than 60 years in a ton of movies. And for those of you who are really young, he was Mermaid Man
in
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Huh, okay, there you go.
It's culmination of a 60-year film career is Mermaid Man.
I probably remember him most from Airwolf. Do you remember that? He was in Airwolf.
Yeah, he was in everything.
Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff.
He was in the Towering Inferno and
a
lot of war movies. Ernest Borgnine, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Warren Zevon was born on this day in 1947. He died in 2003. Two songs that he wrote, I'll Sleep When I'm Dead and Life Will Kill Ya.
Mm.
He died in 2003, so he's sleeping. And
yeah, he had some really good songs, and there's some emotional episodes of David Letterman because I can't remember if he had cancer or what it was he had. I think he had some sort of cancer, and so it was known for a while that he was going to be passing away, and he had a last show on the David Letterman show, and it's really kind of a cool video to watch because they were good friends, and you could see that David Letterman was emotional, and it's kind of a neat episode, you know. Huh. He sung a really beautiful song, and yeah, Warren Zevon has a lot of, you know, obviously, I think he's probably most famous for Werewolves of London, but you know, he has so many other beautiful songs, and so he sung a real cool one on that David Letterman show, and so yeah, there's some neat videos you can watch from anytime he performed on the David Letterman show. They were special friends, I think.
Aaron Neville, 73 years old today, an Olympic gold medalist. Mary Lou Retton. celebrates her birthday today too. I just saw something. She's had some health problems and is as inspirational in her health problems as she was in her Olympic glory.
And that doesn't surprise me.
1984 LA Olympics.
She was always that way.
Happy birthday locally, or mostly locally, local people. Travis Forrest and Melanie Shum both have birthdays today. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, speaking of redrock92.com, that is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And morning show sponsor Red Tail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport to Moab, or in Moab, pardon me, to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. And that's a handy way to get up to Salt Lake City if you're looking to do that. So that's morning show sponsor Red Tail Air Connections, and we'll hear from them. We'll take a quick break, and I guess when we return, it'll be the sports segment. We've got lots of local sports to talk about, and we've got some regional sports to detail as well. Stay with us. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, it's a new year and time to replace your windows. Feeling too hot or cold? Time to replace. Fog between the glass? Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. And right now, you can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. With our New Year's sales event, you can save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero monthly payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. But hurry, this incredible New Year's offer won't last long. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. Text OLD to 200-300.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome back live, I'm trying to say, to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
We finally cleared the studio of all those grizzled old prospectors.
Yeah, I don't know. There's still a couple left in
here. He's hiding under the desk.
Yeah, they find a place to sleep in the corner of the studio.
Oh, my. Only one day a year.
Let's reel it back in here. We talk about some sports.
This is my favorite day aside from Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Where you can act like an idiot on the radio.
There's 365.
See, yeah. I do pirates with the boys all the time, so that's, arg, I be not liking how you be talking on the radio.
No, you're jumping the gun. It's prospectors today.
Well, he just got killed by a pirate in the studio, I think. So.
Wow. It's carnage in the studio this morning.
It's out of control when David leaves. It gets out of control. Right. Well, we do have some sports to chat about. That's where my passion lies, I guess. So let's take a look at some of the local sports updates from last night. Obviously, a lot of basketball, and we tried to get it on the air on the radio. We didn't quite get it on the radio. We had ambient noise. We had the sounds of the actual gym on StreamUtah.live, so folks could tune in and see the games. A local matchup between Dove Creek and Monticello, both boys and girls.
And if you were listening to the ambient noise, you heard a big roar at the last second of the game. A two-point basket at the buzzer. And Dove Creek came away with a 31-29 victory over the Monticello boys, and man, it was a tough game. Mm-hmm. It was very tightly contested, very close throughout. You know, again, the score was tied with less than a second remaining, but a layup at the buzzer gave the Bulldogs another win and another heartbreaking loss for the Buckaroos.
Yeah, crazy finish. And so I was there for a moment trying to help out our issues, and so I stayed and watched until there were back-to-back timeouts, and then, you know, of course, so Monticello had a shot there. They had foul shots and were unable to make them at that moment, and then Dove Creek got the ball, and there were a couple timeouts, and
2.2 seconds.
I left
the gym. They inbounded the ball from three-quarter court, so they went three-quarters of the court, perfect lob pass to an open guy who laid it up at the buzzer.
It's pretty amazing. Quite a finish. I expected that was, you know, I just figured that was going to overtime. So I took off and I missed maybe one of the more exciting finishes of the year, I guess.
Yes, you did. It was an exciting, exhilarating, wonderful moment if you're a Dove Creek fan. And it was just a dagger to the heart for a Buckaroo fan.
Yeah, and of course the rivalry's been going strong lately now that Monticello's an eight-man football, so they see each other every year, both on the football field and basketball court. Dove Creek has had the edge of late over Monticello, so.
Yeah, they have. And the girls, Dove Creek girls defeated the Monticello girls,
46-26 was the final there.
A good showing for the Buckaroos. Dove Creek girls, boy, they're a powerhouse. They have five excellent players out on the court. And it'll be interesting to see how they do as the season progresses. And we'll have to check the RPI while you give the remainder of the report.
Yeah, I will. As far as the Dove Creek girls go with that win last night, they are 8-2. It hasn't been updated on the Colorado RPI, but they were 10th, so they're one of the teams that are in the top 10.
Yeah.
And over in Colorado, that means a little bit more if you're in the top 10th than in Utah because there's so many more teams.
So many more schools, yeah.
So I think they're probably, you would say, they're in the top sixth, you know, top, I don't know what that is, you know, top sixth of those rankings. So they're a good team, obviously, with the 8-2 record. So we had two other local matchups last night. Of course, you had the Dove Creek girls and boys here in Monticello. That's a showdown between local teams. You had the Green River boys playing in Whitehorse last night, and that was a 20-point win for Green River, 78-58. There's an inordinate amount of exact 20-point wins over this weekend. You already saw the Dove Creek girls 46-26 over Monticello. That's exactly a 20-point win somehow. So Green River knocking out the Green River only has a boys team this year. They don't have a girls team on the court this season. But they're knocking on the door to the top 10 in the Utah 1A, but they've got a great record now with that win over Whitehorse. They're 11-5 on the year. They're 11th, so they're just outside the top 10 in the 1A in Utah. Another local matchup last night, Mancos hosted the Dolores girls and boys. And on the boys' side, it was Mancos winning their home game, 67-36. And they won both of them. And the girls won 57-15, so that was a pretty big victory for the girls for Mancos. So those are all the local matchups from last night. Let's see. The Monument Valley teams were both hosting Red Mesa last night, and what else can we say about the Monument Valley girls? They just continue to roll, and so they had a 61-41 win over Red Mesa last night. That's another one of those exact 20-point victories. So there were three of those last night. That's kind of strange to me. And that, so I don't, you know, they're now 14-1 on the year, still ranked number one in the girls 1A in Utah. So they're obviously having an excellent year. We're excited to continue following them all the way through what we're hoping might be a state championship game this year for them. For the boys, Monument Valley victorious over Red Mesa also last night, 71-49. The Grand County girls suffered a 65-32 loss at North Summit last night. And that was a couple games. They played Duchesne on Monday, which is a rare. It was the only Monday game we've had all winter. They had those were rescheduled for bad weather a couple weeks ago. And so was San Juan. San Juan was supposed to go to Duchesne that weekend also, and they everything got snowed out over there. So San Juan will be making that game up next Tuesday on the 30th. They'll have back-to-back games against Duchesne next week. So that kind of put a wrench in the schedule a little bit. But that was all the basketball games last night. I did announce that there was supposed to have been a try in Dove Creek, but I'm not finding any results from that. So I don't know if that actually happened.
It's a wrestling.
Last night, wrestling. Yeah. We've got a couple wrestling meets going on tonight. Of course, the big one in at San Juan High School in Blanding. It is the final home. I don't know. You can't really call it a duel. There's going to be four teams there. Grand County, Monument Valley, Whitehorse, all visiting San Juan tonight.
It's senior night.
It is senior night. The Broncos will be honoring their seniors. They've got six seniors on the team. And it'll also be Steve Simpson's last home duel of his career. He's retiring after this year.
As the head coach.
As the head coach. He's got he's in his ninth season coaching. They will have one more home event, so this is kind of exciting. The Broncos are going to be hosting one of the 2A divisional meets this coming up Saturday. So he'll have one more, obviously, competition at home before they go in earnest into the postseason, into the state tournament. But this is his last regular season event as head coach at San Juan High School. So that
tremendous
that should be a
lot success of fun. Over 9 years. You know, yep. Built a program that is deep and having some success. And congratulations to Steve and for all the assistant coaches who have been involved and are helping out there too. So don't miss that event tonight. And then
yeah, and that's
if you're
gonna
a
be
big
on
wrestling fan, it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah,
San Juan hosting that divisional.
So that meet tonight, the matchup tonight is on streamutah.live. So that'll be streaming on our internet site, and so you can check that out. Art Adair will be on the call, and he's usually with Anthony Bayless, but it depends on whether or not he has to coach. Speaking of the assistant coaches for that team, so that'll be Art Adair for sure on the call tonight, and I believe wrestling starts at 7 over there tonight. I could be wrong on that, but again, that's on streamutah.live. There's one other meet tonight. Mancus is hosting Dolores and Bayfield in a try. So
yeah, the divisional. So the next step, instead of regions, they have divisionals, and there's two divisionals per classification. San Juan hosting a divisional. It'll include Beaver, Duchesne, Grand County, Gunnison, ALA, Enterprise. You know, so half the 2A schools will be in Blanding wrestling this weekend. In the 1A, Monticello will head up to Telos, is hosting in a divisional in Orem. And Monument Valley and Whitehorse will be traveling to Altamont. So it's postseason in wrestling.
Yeah, this weekend the postseason begins for the wrestling teams. We still got a couple weeks of regular season for basketball teams, but wrestling teams are heading into the postseason
already.
We're
wrapping up here.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that way. And this might
we're hanging on by our fingernails with the broadcast too. Last night was tough because we could not get our technical problems figured out.
Yeah, and I don't think we still know what's going on, so we'll have to figure that out. But
that's the only consistent is that I'm clueless from beginning to end.
Yeah, and I couldn't help much either. I did go over to try to help, but hey.
Yeah, we had lots of help last night. David was helping.
Oh, okay.
And you were helping. Hmm. And we got some Caleb Carr excellent help, but we could not crack that nut.
Well, that was a poor story, but here's a good story. I got the official Apple dongle, and that should make it to where I can do my broadcast through the phone again. So that should work.
Very good.
That's exciting news, actually.
Who
that's
would have
been
guessed
a major
25
saga.
Years ago? Well, I guess it's Macintosh Day, but they would have said in 1984 that a dongle's going to be key to your success. Right. What are they talking about?
Yeah, and we thought, we're always thinking up band names around here, and we were thinking that Apple Dongle might be a band
Apple
name.
Apple Dongle.
Or the Dongles, maybe. Closely related to the Bangles, but the Dongles. That'd be a great band name, actually, the Dongles. It's probably already taken.
That's such a good name.
I should bow out here. I'm putting this thing off the rails. Holy cow. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about NBA. Maybe that'll get us back on the rails.
Regional sports report.
Of course, we like to cover what's going on in our local professional teams, and football season is done locally, and baseball season is there. It's so far in the off season that they named the Hall of Fame winners yesterday.
Wow.
But we still have NBA action. Last night, mm-hmm. the NBA, Denver defeated the Indiana Pacers 114-109. Jokic had 31 points. The Utah Jazz, who had been the hottest team in the NBA for a split second, suffered a defeat to the New Orleans Pelicans 153-124. Colin Sexton led the Jazz with 22. Tonight, we only have one matchup with local teams. The Phoenix Suns are in Dallas, where they'll take on the Mavericks at 6:30 p.m. So that's it for our professional sports for our regional teams.
All right. Well, I think that will wrap it up. I could mention this again. Morning show sponsor Red Tail Air Connections, offering weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today, flyredtail.com, or you can call them at 435-259-7421. I'm an aviation buff. I'm kind of strange. So a lot of times we do a lot of travel for our sports games, of course. And if I'm at that moment in the trip, I'll a lot of times stop by the airport and just look around and see if anyone's flying, or check out the Red Tail aircraft out there. A lot of times you'll have business jets parked out there. It's just a cool place to stop. They even have a shelf, a dresser full of free books nowadays that you can just go in and pick up.
It's been fun to watch the growth of that airport over the years. And I will also say that it is the most quickly accessible bathrooms in the Red Rock.
I was going to say, all night, 24/7, as long as no one ruins it. There is a sign on the mirror now that says, do not bathe yourself or your animals in the sink. So I'm hoping that doesn't become a problem, because we may lose our overnight bathroom. So yeah, a lot of times we're traveling through the overnights, and it's a very, like you said, convenient place to pull off. And
yeah, it's like
now
a
we're giving it away now, but you know, yeah.
Yeah, there'll be big crowds now.
Yeah.
We blew it.
I'll pull in there at 10 at night, and there'll be a line coming out of the bathroom.
It's like a drive-through bathroom. You can park 10 feet from the bathroom.
That's right. Just don't take a bath.
And they've got an automatic door, too.
Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful.
I mean, who knew that we'd be singing the praises of the public bathroom?
Thanks to Red Tail Aviation. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, it's been fun. David will be back to get this thing back on the rails tomorrow, I think. But that'll do it for the Red Rock Morning Show today. We're going to hear from Lee Greenwood on America the Beautiful. And I've kind of got a story. When I was in basic training in the Army, he came and performed at Anniston, Alabama, at Fort McClellan, where I was going through basic training. That post has been closed since then, but got to see Lee Greenwood perform live. Of course, you know, he's a very patriotic singer.
Yeah, he's proud to be an American.
Proud to be an American, for sure. But today he's singing America the Beautiful. So we'll sign off and see you tomorrow on the Red Rock Morning Show. That'll do it for us today. We will sign off with America the Beautiful, the Lee Greenwood version. Have a great Wednesday, folks.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber on thee.